And welcome to the program, Sam Rogowski, Sam Nation on Talk Radio 790 KBC. Yeah, samnation.com. Visit our site. You know, we always have some good stuff on there. And, of course, Twitter, at Sam Nation Show, and Instagram, at Sam Nation. So, AIPAC Trump speech. Crazy news. So for the first time, and everybody, look, everybody in the news is having a little bit of a cow about this, because they're saying the rebuke that Trump was given was unprecedented. Apparently, after Trump gave his speech at AIPAC, and I'm going to talk about that in a minute, the president of AIPAC delivered almost a tearful, well, it was almost one of these, well, we'll talk about millennials later, but it was almost this just tearful apology about how what does she say? From the moment this conference began until this moment, we have preached a message of unity. We have said in every way we can think of, come together. But last evening, something occurred which has the potential to drive us apart, to divide us. What kind of drivel is this? We say unequivocally that we do not countenance ad hominem attacks. Is that English? I'm confused. We do not countenance ad hominem attacks. And we take great offense to those that are levied against the President of the United States of America from our stage. Are you kidding me? So last time I checked, AIPAC is the Israel policy arm, the Israel policy lobby in the U.S. Obama, I think, no big friend to Israel. But no, we cannot criticize. No criticism can be levied. Okay, so what happened? Oddly enough, this speech, got a chance to watch it, and I was expecting wandering and rambling and the kind of the usual, you know, crazy Trump stuff. And instead, let me tell you, what we had was a lethal, policy-specific, focused speech that I think gave us a glimpse of what Trump as a serious candidate would be like. And I'm not alone. I found, there were reactions along, where is it in my stack of stuff here? Oh, Washington Times, Charles Hurt talks about it. In fact, the opening line, and this may terrify you, the race is over. Donald Trump will be the next president of the United States. Robbie Udisic, what do you think? Robbie has his doubts. But anyway, Mr. Trump's address to the American-Israeli Public Affairs Committee Monday night was thoughtful and considered. It was not one of his rambling ad-lib campaign speeches. Okay, and then he talks about how he lays out this clear and concise vision, all the threats facing the Middle East. But the one thing he doesn't talk about here, Mr. Hurt fails to mention, is that as I'm watching the speech, you can't see the audience, but they're cheering. Everybody in the room is going bananas every time Trump delivers a line. And they're not his usual Trump stump speech, bravado, kind of laden, crazy talk. It was focused. It really was. It was presidential. That's right. It was presidential. Really good to talk to you today, and we'll be back here next week doing the same thing one more time. Sam Rogowski, Sam Nation, Talk Radio 790 KBC.
Russian in me. A little more fine, a little less fine, a little less fine, a little less fine.